This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at geraldjonesaudi.com.
Chuck Palmer and Marty Elgeson serve on the board of directors of the Bobby Jones Golf Course Foundation in Atlanta, and they are smack dab in the middle of a very ambitious project at the golf course. It is a pleasure to welcome both Chuck and Marty to the Augusta Golf Show for the very first time. Hello, guys.
Hello, John.
Good afternoon.
Marty, let me start with you. Your name keeps coming up as the fellow that had the vision for all of this. Tell me what the golf course is now and what you see as its potential.
John, the golf course was built in 1933 when people were still playing golf with hickory-shafted golf clubs. And it was designed by Johann von Kleek. And unfortunately, over the years, it really has not been maintained to modern standards. And so it's become obsolete and really quite dangerous. People are hitting the ball a lot farther these days, but they still don't know where it's going. And so the course is cramped. It sits on 125 acres. And so it's become just obsolete and dangerous. So we were fortunate to have Bob Cupp, the world-renowned architect, come in and take a look at it. And Bob figured that the property was simply not big enough to build a modern 18-hole golf course. So our plans are to build a reversible 9-hole course, a driving range, practice facilities, a short game area, and a par 3 course, which will be named after Mr. Cupp, called the Cupp Links.
Chuck, what got you involved in the project?
I was the president of the State Golf Association for a couple of years, and the group that was working on this project approached me. I came to a meeting here at the Bobby Jones Golf Course Clubhouse and was very interested in the project, understood fully well that the golf course needed to be renovated, and when the plans were discussed about having the 9 holes with the driving range and basically having it be an opportunity for not only a renovation of the golf course, but also to become a junior golf magnet. That got my interest with respect to the Georgia State Golf Association. And we also looked at needing a new building for the Georgia State Golf Association. There had been discussions over the years about doing a building that would include the Georgia section of the PGA and other golf organizations, and there had never been a physical home for the Georgia Golf Hall of Fame, which the Georgia State Golf Association administers. So we thought of rolling all that into one facility at one location, and what better location for that than the golf course named for Bobby Jones.
Marty, it's radio, so it's going to be difficult. And by the way, we kind of recommend folks going to the website, which is bjgcfoundation.org, to kind of see artist renderings of this. But as best you can, Marty, explain how you guys are going to create 18 holes out of this.
Well, it's actually not me and Chuck that'll do that. It's actually Bob Cupp's genius that was able to do that. So when we were looking at the renovations to the course, we had really two options. We could build an 18-hole course that'd be about 5,400 yards long, which was not very exciting. But Bob said, you know, we could build a wonderful 9-hole course and put a driving range on it. And you could either have, you know, 9 really good holes or 18 sort of bad ones. So that was a fairly easy choice. Plus, there was an incredible need for a driving range here. And I want to emphasize that to your listeners, that one of the big driving forces here is the driving range. There is no driving range anywhere in this part of the city that you can get to, particularly at 3 or 4 in the afternoon. So having the opportunity to put a driving range in here was great. So Bob initially designed just a regular old nine-hole course. Then one day he called up and he said, you know, I was thinking about St. Andrews and the fact that they play it in reverse a couple of times a year. He said, I think I might be able to design a reversible nine-hole course. And he set out to do that, and it took him almost 9 months to come up with a routing that works. And what's really remarkable is that the course from the tips is almost 7,500 yards long, the two nines. So you've ended up with 18 great golf holes and a driving range and a short game facility, as opposed to simply one short 18-hole course. So it really was just his creativity that gave us the ability to do this. One of the things that people often ask when I tell them it's a reversible course is, can you play them both at the same time? And I think the obvious answer is no, you cannot play them both at the same time. So there'll be lots of options as to how the course gets played. Same loop twice, shotgun start, play both ways. There's lots of options. It really creates a wonderful opportunity for different golfing experiences.
We're talking with Chuck Palmer, Marty Elgeson here on the Augusta Golf Show. Chuck, also this will be the future home for the men's and women's teams at Georgia State, right?
That's correct. Georgia State University does not currently have a practice facility within a 45-minute drive of their campus. And that's without traffic. They have to practice down in Gwinnett County or in Henry County. And so Joe Inman, who is their golf coach, and as you will all remember, is a former PGA Tour player, Joe was very excited when he found out that this was an option to have a practice facility for his players, and it'll be both for his players and for the women's team as well, which is coached by Kathy Mann. So the north end of the range will be dedicated to the Georgia State University golf team during their season.
Marty, is there any history of that piece of land and Bob Jones? How did it become the Bobby Jones Golf Course?
According to the reports from the day, John, he had just won the Grand Slam, of course, and was an iconic figure in golf and really in the world at the time. And the then mayor of Atlanta wanted to do something to honor him. They had this piece of property here in the heart of Buckhead, which is largely sits in floodplain, so it really couldn't be developed to any extent. And so really the mayor came up with the idea of building a golf course and naming it after Mr. Jones. At the time, people were playing more and more golf because of his accomplishments. And so it was a good opportunity to embrace the growing golf game and at the same time honor Bob Jones. And Jones was, of course, honored by it, as he would be. But if you think about it, at the same time, right about that time, 1933, he was building had just built Augusta National. So I'm sure he was probably a little bit distracted. My understanding from the family is that he did not have a real close connection to the course.
Okay.
He probably played it on opening day, but from that point on, it really wasn't part of his golfing life. So the connection was a bit tenuous.
Got a minute or so left. A couple of things I want to ask about. Chuck, I think you mentioned it, growing the game in kids. Is a short course involved?
There is. That's the area that Marty mentioned, which is the 50 to 70-yard length holes that we're now going to be called the cup links. And so that's designed specifically for kids. In fact, we're going to have a rule in place that you can only play the cup links if you are a kid or if you have a kid with you.
I love that. Marty, timeline for a completion. What are we looking at here?
We hope to break ground in April of this year, and we have to do some preparatory work on the site before we close the golf course down for renovations. But if things go well, we'll close the golf course down for renovations in November of this year, grass it up in the spring of next year, and have a grand opening in October of 2018, to which we will invite you.
And thank you. And this is a public facility, right, guys?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, congratulations on all of this. It sounds great. I can't wait to see it. Chuck Palmer, Marty Elgeson, the Bobby Jones Golf Course, the Bobby Jones Golf Foundation. Again, the website is bjgcfoundation.org. Guys, thank you for taking the time to do this. Congratulations. Thank you.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Thank you for your time.